sugi we had today, and I will be trying now to move into a little the sugi approach, see how we can handle it. Actually, as I have to back up to a sugi we've been doing, as the chazoke hasuy lishtanus. But today we have a sugi that I'm convinced nobody knows pshat unless you approach it this way. A fabulous halachic concept impacts on so many areas of our lives. When are you sure that it's not a chance happening? Machlokes Rebbe and Moshe Gamliel. Whether you have two times or three times to prove that something isn't a chance happening, but rather is a chazoka, is really the basis for our machlokes here in the Gemara. But you should understand that this impacts on so many critical areas. Hashkofe, what's a miracle? A chance happening? Oh no, it's something that happens over and over and over again. Kriyas Yamsuf was a great miracle. And you learn that in South Korea, there's a Kriyas Yamsuf four times a year, where a body of water, 22 feet deep, opens up for 6 hours, four times a year. People walk in and pick up shellfish, etc., etc. On the calendar, there's one big hotel there. You have to make reservations several years in advance in order to go there and to see it. Oh, no more miracle. Very nice to discount miracles. Miracles are not good for us, because Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind, and a miracle seems like he changed his mind. He put in natural law, likewise, the Torah of natural law, lotei mochlefes. So whenever you can explain a miracle as nothing more than an act that can repeat itself because of a predetermined set of laws, it adds to your emunah of Hashem. Not as the Catholics attacked every time someone came up with some explanation for a miracle, attacked it as something which is soul-destroying. That's just a side comment. But the big comments are halacha lemaisa. I want to show you a sugya that I started the summer, and to put together how many areas we ask the question: is it a chance, or is it to be expected? It has to do with the lettuce that you eat. Nowadays, the big issue in kashrus is tulloim. Everything else disappears. Don't worry about whether the sheikh knows what he's doing. The big issue is tulloim. What's your question? Are the bugs there by chance, or are they there to be expected? Is there a chazoke huzog b'tulloim? Take a call one. You want to add to it? You can add to it in so many more areas, but the one we're concerned with here is not vestos anymore. Vestos, that's what we've been dealing with up to now. a cheskas tahara, right? A cheskas tumo, because of an existing state. We have to ask yourself, what determines an existing state? So you told me already three times, I don't know, my ox became a mu'ud in only two times. How come you want three times for a kriyas verset? What happens when someone has a chazoka of eino ro adam, then suddenly she's ro adam? You say, ah, it just happened. It doesn't mean anything. She saw it again? Oh, most likely also Golish. It's nothing. Three times I get to worry. Not three times of Kaviyas Vesa I'm talking about. Three times of seeing Dam, as we learned before, not Mechuvonos. But you had a, she had a Chazoka Musolekes Midomin. Right? She was a Skena. That's the thing that we did already. She's a Skena, and what happened? Suddenly, I say, well, does this mean anything? Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Someone sees blood sometimes or something. Second time I begin to worry. A third time I say I put it back into the category of a woman who sees blood. When? I don't know. They worry about that as asbestos, you have to worry about. But first I got to go ahead and throw her back into a different pool. You have then a chazoka that says she is not part of the rov. Chazoka that broke the rov. Overall, gimel onos, she didn't see them. She's not in a normal pool called women who are roedam. Part of womanhood is to be roedam. So I took her out of that pool of women. And then suddenly something happens. She's roedam. So I told her back in, I'm not yet. Why? Now I'm trying to, a different aspect of chazoka. When do you say something is just a happening? That's it. It's a world, very complex world, and things just happen. Don't understand everything in the world. And when do you say, now I know what's happening. I made a mistake. I pulled her out of the pool of women. It's not true. Put her back in. Back up to the Gemara we did yesterday. And you see what happens. How the Gemara is leading you into this Hezba, what I just gave you. Two different chazokas. One a chazoka, which you sort of took for granted already, the chazoka of Bestos. And now we enter a new kind of chazoka. It's a kind of chazoka that says, I made a mistake. I thought she's not part of the regular behavior of womanhood. Why? Because three times things didn't happen. And therefore, I proved she's different than everybody else. And then something does happen. I want to put her back into the pool right away. Look at the Gemara again. Tana Rabbanan. The people, you gotta look inside. This is not a good Torah Shabbat Peh. Chumash is Torah Shabbat Peh. This is still good.
You're going to have to delete that from the text.
Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. Before we say goodbye for Shabbos, I'll show you that this so dramatic, critical aspect of our emunah, Akedas Yitzchak, is not true what you've been reading in the text. It's only Torah Shabbat Peh that tells you a whole new story about a Kedesh Yitzchak that no one wants to listen to.
And what is it?
Zekeno she'ovro le'sholosh onos. Okay, what happened? Three times she said, I'm no longer part of this robe of women who roe adam. We now classify her as Musalekas Midomin. The Roar saw, and then she saw. Oh, I made a mistake. She does see dumb. No. That's it. Daya Shato, right? We're using now a halachic consequence of the Chazokia. But really, when I say Daya Shato means she's still not in the pool. All women, we said, we metame meisli eis. But she's different because she's a isha she'ena roedam. She's musulekas midomim. Therefore, Daya Shaita. Vod avrole shaloshonos. Again, reaffirm my first impression. Right? I said she wasn't roedam. Uh-huh. I'll show you. 90 days passed by now. And she wasn't roedam. So I was right. What I mean to say, that she saw dam 90 days ago, it was a happenstance. It happened. Of no consequence. Then, right? Therefore, Rosa, now she sees a second time. It doesn't say anything. Dayashata. Old Ovo Sholoshos, the Rosa. Aha, now Harehi Kechala Nashim. Now I put her back into the pool of women. Umetama Maisli Ace Mepkita Lepkita. Not because she established a Chazokia. That's what the Gemara is saying. Lo Shekivna. Not because, well, she saw three times at the same time. She made a cheskas veset. No, I'm not talking about chazoka veset. No veset came in. So she saw three times, any old time, 90 days, 95 days, 81 days, not 90, it has to be more than 90, right, 98 days. So there's no kriyas veset yet. But there is now, what, three times something happened, I can't say it's just a chance. I can't say just disregard it. Ela til pichsa vosira, not because she established a veset. I'm doing veset out. I'm just worried about now, where does she belong? Does she belong in that aliquot of society that is roedam, or a group that's ain't a roedam? It's called skena muberes ktana. Velomi boy kivna. He said, "Lom boy kivna." Of course, kivna. Hadachab and kivna would be kovel a besed v'dayishaka. On the contrary, then she has another aspect coming in. Not the dayishata that I'm looking for now. I'm using dayishata up to now. Is she belong to this group or that group? No, they should establish a new group called what? Isha sheshlo besed. That's a different group. And they also die a chaita. You'll tell me chitema rabbonon who the pligo leder rabdosa, who denied that isha sheshel beset is now die a chaita. That was Rabbi Dosa's idea that overla gimel onos, namely isha sheshel beset matamim esli es. No. Not arguing. Then Ipchumi Bayoi. Then the language should have been Losha Pirsa Vosira El Afilu Kibna. Because, according to the Rabbonan, who argued Rabdosa, even the Isha Sheshla Veset, the Takone was a low Pluk Takone, it applies to her too. Therefore, Tini, better learn Losha Pirsa Vosira El Afilu Kibna. We can learn the Braisa that way. The boy say, well, no, I'll come out. Lo shekivna, ela shepichsa vasira. Abu kivna, which is kavor lebeset, you have that other exemption the isha sheyesh leveset, we don't worry about tuma limifchora. Dayashaita, b'dayashaita, umane rabdusi. That's repeating what we did yesterday, only putting a little different spin on it. Now what's next? I need that for the next thing. No, and actually, I'm sorry. This is an insertion. After we said this yesterday too, but repeat it. Rabbi Elazar Omer Kol Isha Shavu Ola Gimel Onos. Right, even though she's not a skena, right? The Chachamim held only by a skena Gimel Onos. It was Rabbi Elazar who held that any woman who goes 90 days without seeing dam, it means, I'll use the same Russian, it was not an accident. It was not a happenstance. Right? But it's for real. She now belongs to the pool of women that ain't a roe dam. Why? Because she saw three times. Now, where's number three? Where did number three come from? I think we just throw this up here. It's actually interesting. Look at your Gemara Daf Samad Dalet. I wonder what the odds are. The same Gemara occurs in Yevamos Samad Dalet. The odds are two Beseftis have the same sugi on the same omen.
And you've almost come with bays.
Huh? Okay, look, Samad Alam and Aleph. Is this?
It's within Lavad of the Gemara, three pages.
Huh? I think it's Samad Alam too, no?
What?
No, I saw your bomb. I thought it said you almost read the same thing.
It does say,
I have Samach Dalet on my base. Here it's Samach Dalet. Sorry.
It should
be there. 1 second. Yeah.
Five
about a katlonis, one married three times.
Five lines from the top of Samach Dalet Avraham.
You have it.
Tanya Nisus the Rishon v'Meis l'Sheni v'Meis l'Shishi lo sinasa giver Rebbe.
I thought it said Nida Samadala too. I didn't check again.
Yeah, it did. Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, five lines from the top.
Huh?
Five lines from the top. It's Samach Dalet Amud Aleph.
Okay. All right. Okay. Nisas Lishon Umeis, Lishedi Umeis, Lishlishi Lotinosi, Debre Rebbe. Because it's not a happenstance. It didn't just happen. If two husbands died, right?
Well,
is that arsenic and all this?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Although biologically, it's possible they could still have the same.
There's some reason why he died. Obviously, it's her fault. I don't want to get involved with this problem. What if a man married a woman and she died, and a second woman and she died? He can marry a third and a fourth and a fifth.
Wedding gifts.
Well, how come it works in only one direction?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a
separate
shayla.
Alright. Abshim Yoloimel, the Gimel Tinose. No, the third one she can marry. The Dalad Lo Tinose. Okay, what is that? That's our sugi too.
Rebbe, is it not?
What's that issue?
Is it not if he was married to Gimel? If she was married to Gimel, then she can't marry again.
Then the fourth she can't marry.
Yeah, okay.
So Gimel says three.
The fifth she can't, but the fourth she can't.
Three strikes and you're out. But two strikes and you're out. No, that's Rebbe.
Yeah. No, but Rebbe said.
Rebbe says. That she shouldn't marry the third one because she's already classified as a katlonis. That's the term. She's a killer. A killer woman.
So with the story of Yehuda and Tamar, did Yehuda paskin like Rebbe?
I'm sorry?
With the story of Yehuda and Tamar,
yeah.
Did Yehuda paskin like Rebbe?
I don't know what you think.
Tamar, she married... Yehuda's oldest son, who died. She married his next oldest son, who died. So he didn't want her to marry the third son.
She can't marry the third one.
Yeah, that's right.
It's also for to marry. Also for as you as a rov who just took a course in practical rabbinics, you can't be mesada kedushin for this woman. It's against halacha. Even if he wants to marry her. Okay, You have another suit I found map down here. Yvonne Samachay. Right. Two halachas in chance versus Chazoki. Actually, part three. You have it by Mila. That's the Mormon Shabbos. In the Blessed de Mila, that a woman who had two children, they died after circumcision. It's also a classic hemophilia. Shouldn't mal the third one. You have aloche, a woman who gave birth and the child died, gave birth again and the child died. She's husag with Napoleon and the husband divorces her without giving her ksuba. The same omud. In Yevamos Samachay, a halachic in genetics. Yeah, it doesn't say times. It says Lo Yisa Odom Mimishpachas Nichvim Velo Mimishpachas Mitzuroim. That's Yevamos Samachay. You should marry a woman who comes from a family that suffers from epilepsy, nor from someone who suffers from whatever tzaras is. Because we say what? It's not a chance happening, it's chuzak, mishpachas. We have a halacha. I mentioned quickly, Shoramuid, a nice one. One that I wrote a long tshuva on when I testified in court against look up on your internet, Dreilich case. I testified in court against someone who killed his wife and pregnant wife. And the question was here that I found out that he killed the wife. The defense was that the seal of the confession, that since he told me about it. And since I'm a rabbi, like a clergyman, a priest cannot testify what he heard during confessional. Says, not sure I ever met the man before. He came to me. I should raise money for a good lawyer. He'd be willing to confess if I would raise money for a lawyer. His father was a member of my shul. He was a Lubavitcher. Never saw him for years. Never laid eyes on him and never saw him. If you saw in the paper a few weeks ago, they had a picture of him blowing shofar in the prison where he is. Two life sentences to be run consecutively. He killed, we had here a Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Peretzky, Zichron Levracha. He killed Peretzky's brother also, a Tshuva. It was all in Anglo-Jewish press, a fellow blowing shofar, big fat guy blowing shofar in the one of the upstate prisons where he is. That's the Israeli guy. Well, nice loch of a mosul. It says that by mosul, if he's hugzak to be a mosul, then you have to see in the passing of the Chosh Mishra to see how levaro min olam, how to get rid of this guy. Which is a nice expression for a hitman. How do you get rid of him? Holds like muscle twice or three times. Okay, it's just most myself what I have to do for next week. Try to put together some photocopy material for you people to see the text a little better. Okay, now we have just a little reminder of the principles involved. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kol Isha Shavu Gimel Onos. Right? Tanya Omer Hem Rabbi Elazar Chachamim. You with us? Okay, that Tesamid Beis. Masa Beriba Achas Behislo, a young woman in Hislo, Shevsiko Shalosh Onos. Which according to Rabbi Elazar then, if she then saw Adam, she would be Daya Shato. We wouldn't be Metame anything in the Froa. Obamaisa Vechachomim, Gomu Daya Shato, Omulo, Ein Chas Hatchag Raya. You're trying to prove that what? That you're right, that the Chachomim agree with you. They said to him, no raya. The fact that there they paskin, why? There was extenuating circumstances. Right? Which means, I'm prepared to say, three times was a chance happening. Why? Because she belongs to a group that has a chazokah of Ein Ro Adam. Right? That's the Riba Achas. Libo, we're interpreting as what? As a ketana shelo eino ro adam. Maisha satrak, he said, no, there we paskin what? Since the ace the ace, to be tamil mefroa, is only a chumrid rabbonon, therefore, classic, I told you classic rules in din in the rabbonon, hefsed merubo, sha satrak, right? They remove the takone. So as not to interfere too badly with the people, it becomes like a takone sheina tzibu yicholim lamodol. Iked amri shana batzoros habi. It was hunger years, therefore they didn't want to declare the trumos that she was working with as they should be burnt. Or tolin, low ochrin, below sofrin, right? Ikedamre, because there was taharos ofish shlavit. There was a large quantity involved. Again, what all we're doing is applying, I told you, the classic exemption to a rabbonon. Hefse Meruba, Shas Adchak, whatever it is, maybe. Good. Right, the Choshe Rabbanan, the Hefse de Taros. What do I mean, Hefse Taros? Either to burn Taros so much, bother them, or as Rashi seems to say, it's also money. Right? Yeah. Yeah. It just says Shani Betzoros have a hefsed meruva chashoshu. Hefsed bechura means money. That both would be money, or the hefsed taharos would be already also an aspect of halacha. Some not nice to burn because of the rabbanon to burn the taharos. Now why would they burn the taharos? I have the slightest idea. Right? We would have to say, oh, I'm sorry, the same thing. Hefsed taharos lo ochel v'lo sofen. The same thing. It's hefsed taharos. It can't be. Tana Rabbanan, Maser v'yoso Rebbe Rabbi Elazar. This little case of halacha l'maaseh of the Riba in Hislo, really, again, is more significant than what it tells you about Dinid Rabbanan. It lets you know that by Hefsed Meruba, right, the Rabbanan removed the takone, and in the second case, right, Maser v'yoso Rebbe ki Rabbi Elazar le'achar sheniska. After he reminded Omar, he said, I made a mistake, bad psak, but kedayu Rabbi Elazar lismach olo v'shas adchak. That's what we'll say, the same shas adchak. Meaning, if it weren't that I just I looked the other way, I was a little bit off when I paskin, even though Shas Atrak I wouldn't have been matir. Right? Ma Eliyachah Sheniska, Ili Malach Sheniska, Ein Aloch Rabbi Elazar. That what? That a once a young girl sees three times. I'm sorry. Once a young woman, not a skena, passes three onos, she does not go into the category of musulekas midomen. That's how Rebbe holds. Ella, but then he would hold kirabonan, then even b'shas hatra keicha obekavosei. Shas Hatzak isn't an adequate reason for doing it. Why not? He said before, Shas Hatzak the Rabbon, they don't want to be machmir. But I know it's not so. Because of what Rebbe said, right? Rebbe said, Kedayu lismo b'shas Hatzak, which would mean, had I not misread something, or misanalyzed something, it was still the same Shas Hatzak there. I would not have passed in that way. In other words, he would have held that Shas Hatzak is not an adequate excuse in this case. Why? Again, you fall into that principle of lo plug. That sometimes chazok is, sometimes takon is rabbanon amid, with a firmity, with an absoluteness of lo plug, they don't make any exceptions to it. Even Shas Hatzak, and that's how Rebbe would have interpreted that takana. Ella, no, the case was there was never a psak halacha given. If there were, he wouldn't have matter even Shas Hatzak. My lacha sheniska, what mi lacha sheniska? So what did you remember? Lacha sheniska, right? What was the error first, and what was the correction of your error? The lav yochid poligalei el rabin poligalei. No, get down how we read. So when he thought it's the reason why he built up the thought process of Rebbe, he had thought about it and passed like Rebbe Elazar. Had he thought again about it and he analyzed it, he wouldn't pass like Rebbe Elazar. But he analyzed what was the actual case. The Gabi Halocha halacha lemasa, he said, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer were arguing, and there never was a final decision made, halacha kami. Therefore, he said, Kedayu Rabbi Eliezer lismuch olo b'shasad chag. Had it not been shasad chag, he would have changed his mind and would have asked the taharos. But since it was shasad chag, and since there was no gross error, it wasn't that there was a hilchus that he made a mistake, but it was lo kamar. But what he analyzed it differently, he would have realized that there's a rabbim against Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, not knowing, even without a final psak in Besmedlish, he would go a yochid berabbim aloche kerabbim. That's a chag. Okay. This doesn't add to our basic sugya of how you analyze an occurrence, right? Is it a happenstance, or does it have significance against a chazoki or establishing a chazoki? That's the next sugya. Turn a rabbonim. Tinokes shelo igiyas manaliros. Okay. Here you have, this is the clearest case to analyze, as I introduced it. When is an occurrence indication of a change happening, or when do you disregard an occurrence by saying it just happened? We live in a complex world, we don't understand everything. Something just happened. It doesn't say anything for the future, say anything about the past. That's not a riva sheposko b'liros. That's Rabbi Eliezer's problem. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan argue whether a woman who is in the age group where she belongs to a group of women who are roedam, and she now three times wasn't roedam, does that change her position in that group? Do you remove her from that group or not? Rabbi Eliezer said, yes, fine. Here we have now the other question. A woman who is badai not in the group of Roedam, and suddenly she was Roedam. Then Dayashata. Shnia. She saw a second time. Dayashata. Shalishis, then Harai Kechol Nashim, Umetama Meisli Eis, and Pekidil Pekidil. Here you have an ability to analyze it in a classic way of Chazoka being established after incidents that may have had no significance. But three times, no significance, suddenly it picks up significance. First time I said, so what? She's 10 years old, 11 years old, she shouldn't be Roedam. Why she was Roedam? Who knows why she's Roedam? She saw a second time. Also, it's an interesting question, right? But has no halachic significance. Nothing happened to change her chazoka of Eino Roedam. A third time, fine, you establish a chazoka. So when does a chazoka get established on the basis of happenings? If the happenings occur three times, you have a chazoka. Ovru. I'm sorry. No, I need to add something else over here. She belongs to a group of women, a group of females that are not Rore Dam, Muslekas Midam. She's a Ketana. There's another group of women, right, who are Gedolos, and they are Rore Dam. What am I going to do now? She saw Dam. I have to remove her from her group. She's a chazoke she'ein roe dam, a strong, powerful chazoke. Millions, millions, billions of such women not roe dam, because they're not 12 years old yet. Now you want to go ahead on the basis of some chance happenings, move her out of that group that has strong chazoke of ein roe dam, and make her into a same haloche as women who are roe dam. Therefore, the second time isn't enough to say anything. But why can't I say, look, it's a chazoke asuyi lishtanos. A little girl becomes a big girl. And then she'll be roedam. As a little girl, she shouldn't be roedam. But she is roedam. I'm not aware that some little girls are Rore Dam. Of course they know that. So one time should be enough to move her out. Why? It's a mitzius. See, a little girl shouldn't be Rore Dam, but now she poses a rational question to me. She's no longer a little girl. What kind of nonsense? She's Rore Dam. I don't think the Dam is Dam Psulim. It's not a Dam Mako. I know it's, she began to menstruate. And I know that at some time, a girl will begin to menstruate. What's so difficult to understand that this little girl started a little bit earlier? Why do I need two times to prove it to you? Why do I need three times to prove it to you? First, on the third time, actually, analyze it properly. What happened is, after the second time, you moved her out of her group, and put her into the group of Rore Dam. Then, when she was Rore Dam a third time, we asked her ace the ace, then she's a Tamil Mephoa too. Or maybe not. Maybe you should analyze it that up to the second time, it's just a chance. And the third time, she's Sabra Chazoke, now we move out of the group. You see, it's a Chilik Halacha L'maisa. Okay, this gets a little more complicated. Keep pressing. So far, what do we have here? She saw three times. Now, what happens after that? The same case continues. Then she went ahead and didn't see Dam for three menstrual cycles. That shows that what? That the first three times were also just chance happenings. Pahaya, now she didn't see anymore. And then Bavasa. Therefore I say Dayashata. Why? The three times that she didn't see Dam went ahead and reanalyzed what happened before and said she only we can understand the sugya. She doesn't belong to that group. Don't talk about the girl herself. You have to talk about groups. She doesn't belong to the group of people who are Rore Dam. Haraya, people who are Rore Dam don't go three menstrual cycles without Rore Dam. Therefore, it proves she's no longer in that group that I thought she was in. I thought she moved out of the group of Rore Dam to a group of Rore Dam. I say, no, now she wasn't Rore Dam for 3 months, for three cycles. Therefore, my assumption was wrong. Since she's a Ketano yet, we talk about the Ketano, she didn't become a Gedola in between. He still is a 10-year-old. Therefore, I say, I'm very comfortable with that decision. A 10-year-old shouldn't be lower dam. She saw dam 3 times before. Does she saw dam 3 times? The old over all of Shalosh Olos. The Ruah Sod. Again, Daya Chata. What happened? So three times, right? So we made it, put it back at the group of women who were down. Went 3 times, didn't see, I said, I was taken. She doesn't belong in that group. Now she goes ahead, right? And again, the three owners pass by, the Rosa, then Arei Kecholanoshim Umetame Esri Esum Kidam Kidam. Why? What do I say now? What language would you use now for this? I was right the first time. The first time she saw Adam, she was moving out of her group. I couldn't be sure. I had to wait 3 times before I was willing to say she moved out of a group. Now what happened? She went ahead and established a case of a woman who has a vesset. Yushana's vesset, but the fact that what? She saw 90 days passed, she saw. 9 days passed and she saw. 9 days passed and she saw. So she established that she's a lower down mother. Because 3 times in some kind of spacing, she saw them. I don't get good hesber unless I decide where she belongs. As far as the girl is concerned, this girl, according to Rabbi Elezer, every time she passes by 90 days and doesn't see dam, it means something went on with the pituitary gland, it kicked off, it doesn't make a menstrual cycle anymore. All comes from the pituitary gland. But that's not what I'm asking. If I ask the question that way, I don't know where to stop. The pituitary gland can stop. I know it starts up again. It'll stop again. I want to know where she belongs. Does she belong among women who are chaskoson lower dam or lower dam? Once she went through 3 cycles, no matter that the cycles were separated by 90 days. So she's a woman that sees dam every 90 days. Well, then, not Kabir's Veset, could be 92, 93, 94. Continuing more. Right? When she becomes a Gedola, Pam Rishono Dayashata. Different case now. A little girl becomes a Gedola, she passed her 12th birthday, right? And she sees Dam for the first time. Right? I say Dayashata. Shnia Mitame Meisliyes. Mkida Mkida. How do you explain that one? Only the way the Hezra gave you. The first time she saw Dam, right? I don't know yet whether she belongs to the group of Ruah Dam. She became a Gedola chronologically. But I know some girls see to 12, to 13, to 14, to 15. It doesn't mean she's a Chuzuka, she'll be Ruah Dam. Therefore, the first time she sees Dam, I don't say, Badai, she saw Dam a day ago. No. The first time is the first time. She's a Katana, became a Gedola. There was no prior to the first time. The first time she saw Dam is the only time she saw Dam. Therefore, we only asked her, right? Dayashato. But The second time she sees, she's now chronologically a gedola. And she saw Dam. I said, of course, that's normal. A girl who reaches a certain age begins to menstruate. She sees Dam. There is the kachol anoshim, and for all the noshim we have a gzeira of what meis leis, but also meis leis. No three times. If you go with three times chazoki classic, like a shor amud, where the two times or three times, you can't figure out shad here. It's only where you ask the question, where does she belong? Ovole sholosholos verosa, right? If she then, three times she didn't see Dam, 90-day period didn't see Dam, I say, ah, I know, she must belong to the group of women who are gedolos, who don't menstruate. They went into early ovulatory failure. Then Rosa, then she sees, I don't know what to do with this girl, but I sure she's not of the normal girls that I say, Sabbath, she saw Dam last time too, a day ago or 2 days ago. No, obviously it's something wrong with this girl, so therefore Dari Chanta, right? You stop right there. So yes, Amar, continue the story. And then what happened? And what's the end of the story? Of all the Sholoshonos, Dayashaito, you said, Hodrak Chazi Beonos. What would you paskin then? Three, right? And then one. And now next time she saw Dam 30 days later. Rav Gidl, Rav Pam Rishonu Shniya Al Paskin Dayer Chato. Shlish is Betama Meisaleis Mepkido Bekido. No, finish the story. The old of Rola Gimelonos, then 90 days passed that you didn't see. Then Barasa, also Dayer Chato. And then Hodok Chazi Bionos. Then she saw again, what? Normal time, 30 days later. Amarav Kada, Amarav Gidl, Amarav Pam Rishono Dayashato. Shniyu with Metam Meisle Eis with Kidl of Kidl. Okay, we got to do this over again so you can hold Cheshbon where we're up to in the 90 day. And recycle. Okay. Let's take this case again. And here we'll deal with Rashi. Rashi is Masbir, right? Tosfos disagrees, but Rashi has an acceptable Hesbir here. I'll pick up this last thing. Ushegiyaz Mano Liros. Three lines at the bottom. Okay, we're switching the case now. Before we're dealing with a ketana, a tinoka, shloigiyas manaliros. Now we switch to a new case. Ushegiyas manaliros. Okay, then pam rishona dayashat. Why? There's no reason to assume that she was so dumb any earlier than when she saw dumb, since she was before musalekas midamim. Certainly, that's the classic Tana Menika Muberes. If they see, we don't assume that there was a via before also that they missed. We assume that this is the first time. Shnia. If she sees Dam again, then no problem. she's a Giyas Manaliros, she's the right age, and Rosa, and she saw Dam, so she's a woman, like all other women. The first time she sees Dam, I have to ask, could it be that you saw Dam earlier and being unaware? I want him in Tama Mesla. He said, no, it's not a rational suffix. She's a Ketana, and a Ketana has to start sometime. When she starts, it doesn't mean she starts on the second time. She starts on the first time. Therefore, there's no reason to assume a day or two earlier she also had Dam. Now, therefore, the moment she sees Dam, she's the right chronological age. She now becomes a normal woman. Well, all halacha applies. Therefore, Shnia, she sees Dam again. Mitama meisleyes mekidel tekidel. Now we gotta put it into the class of normal women who will go a Dam every 30 days. On the Beinus. Blessed Beinus. Then she failed to menstruate for 90 days, and then she saw Dam. This is classic Rabbi Elezer. We're following the Shitas Rabbi Elezer. That any woman, even not a Skena, and even not a Ktara, right? A normal woman who misses three periods, we assume that something went wrong inside and she's Musalekas Vidomen. Therefore, and then Rosa, Dayashata. Stop here, everything is fine. Omamar. He said, Ovo Olea Sholo Shonos Daya Shaita. Right? Look at Rashi. Last line of Rashi. What are we talking about? We now switch back to the original case. Gabi Tinoko Shohigiyas Manaliros. The Rosa Sholosh Pamim. Achakach Ovolot Sholosh Shonos the Rosa. He said, Daya Shaita. I ask you now, what if Hodol Kochazi Ba'onos Mai? What's the question now? She saw three times, right? And then she stopped seeing, right? And then she saw Dam again. She said, Daya Shaita. That's the case you gave me. Hodo kechozi ba'onos mai. And then she saw 30 days later. Pam rishona ushniya. We'll say Daya Shata. What's going on here? What's this case different? Why complicate this case? She's still a Ketana. That's why, unless you approach it the way I did, with which group she belongs to. I didn't change the fact that she's a Ketana. I can't change that. That's a Messias. And the Messias is a Ketana in a lower down. That's the Chazok of a Ketana. And here this girl, I thought she was no longer a Ketana, because she saw three times. But then she stopped seeing. She became a Ketana again. So I started all over again. How do I get her out of the Ketana case again? The the Kitana class again. Therefore, Kol Rav Gidl says, the only way you can get her out of the class is the only way we know how. By seeing three times what she does. Pam Rishono Shniyo Bidaya Shato, because it didn't remove her from the class of Kitana. Shlishis, the third time, Tama Meisleis. And then what happens? Continue. Tisila Kitana. But old overall gimelonos for also. So this is the Shitas Rav Elezer. So she's Dayashata. Then Hoda Kahoseb Onos. Then she sees again on the 30th day. Amar Kanamar Gidl. Pam Rishona Dayashata. Shniyo Metame Isleyes Mkiva Bkiva. What happened? Why over here on the second time? If not seeing 90 days puts her back into the category where she was, but that of Kitana, it's all over again. She'll be one, two, and the third time she's where we say she's Betame Isleyes. No. This girl is playing games. She's fooling me. So I'm looking now at the whole case. I get the case history. I say, this girl did this thing once before to me. And she's doing it again. And I hold like Rebbe, who says that when a chance happening happens twice, it becomes a chazaka. Therefore, umani, that's the machlokes Rebbe and I'm sure Gamliel, on some, when does a chance happening, right, does it have significance? A chance happening, you discount. When do you have a chance happen, has significance, has to occur twice. Lightning doesn't strike twice, same spot. Right. Amarav kan argil, amarav pam rishono dayashata. Shniyim et tamam meis liyes. Mugid begidim. Mani, why does Rebbe he? Damri betrei zin nabe chazoka. Heavy. This was the third time already. Why didn't you pass away after the second time? Aim a safer. He said, overall, I'll give a loan as a rosa. You said it was still Dayashaita, right? Asan le Rabbi Elezer, right? Goes to sheet as Rabbi Elezer, that what? Even a Gedolo who doesn't see for three cycles is Dayashaita. And if you tell me, Rebbe, he, right? Onos sovereign like Rabbi Eliezer, but by Onos he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Me sovereign, we know he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, because of the first case where he said, "Remember, I just made a mistake, and I passed like Rabbi Eliezer because Shas Hatrak." Ella, the whole sugi is Rabbi Eliezer, is the authorship. Ubevesto sovereign like Rabbi. We'll do this again in Mitzvah next week, there, with the Rashi. But I want to just go a drop further, so you'll have the picture that you have to have in order to understand this. Kesem shebein rishono u'shniyo toho. Bein shniyo u'shlishis. What's this kesem? Learned before, Ketana, Alpha Bisha Sadinim Shalom, Mulachachas Midam, we don't pass Kiksoma by Ketana, so it's still the case that Ketana should be here as one of Liros. Look how the Gemara is trying to get this message across. How do you treat this woman? She's a kesem. She's a ktana. She's a ktana, but she's seeing dam. How are you going to handle it? How will you move now to the sugi of kesem where you said, a ktana, we don't worry about ksomim? It has to be based upon the fact that a ktana is not a dam. But now you went ahead and you classified already as someone, I know she's a dam, to extent where even the second time I want to ask her on this case. Yes. Therefore, Kesem Shabbat Yikushon Ushniyah, she still not the Cheskas Roedam, therefore Toho. Veishniyah Ushlichis Cheskya Omar Tomei Avil Omar Toho. Right? Cheskya Omar Tomei Kim Dilo Chazir Mitamo. If she would see, she'd be Mitame. Why? On the second time, we're Mitame Meisla Eis, so we treat like a normal woman. That Kismo is a second Riyah. She saw once a regular Riyah. Then she found a Kesem. No, if we hold that the Kesem, we're going to ask her as if it were a Riyah. That's what we ask the Ksomen. Then, do you treat the Kesem as a second Riyah or not?
A third.
Huh?
A third.
I'm sorry?
A third Riyah.
That's in the last case, they according to Rebbe, right? On the, after the second Riyah, you treat it, right?
Well, this machlokas, neither of them saying that.
That's shniyah matama meisleis. It's ragil amarav. Pam rishon nadai shat to shniyah. Goes on that one.
That's not the case this is talking about.
Yes, that's what he's asking.
A kesem between the first and second, so that kesem would be a second time, is tahor.
Right. So the kesem between shnei and shnei is tahor. Ben shnei, I'm sorry, yeah, ben shnei after the second time.
Yeah.
Right. After the second time, right, she sees the kesem. Had it been a riyah, we would have ushered it, right? Meis leis, but it's only a kesem. So now what do you do? Here's the punchline. If she still belongs to the group of Ketana, then a Ketana, part of the Takana was, Ketana, Afilu, Sadinim, Olechas, Medam, we don't worry about someone from Ketana. But if you tell me that the Rias moved her out of the group of Ketanas, and she's now in the group of Oedam, then the Kesem should be also. That's the fact. Okay. Let's stop here. Let's stop here. All right, we'll pick up again this thing, and I want to expand it to the other chazokas that I mentioned, just to see how the halacha lamaisa is, how we're passing on the other issues. Let me share with you a thought on what I said on. That Torah Shabbat Sal doesn't exist. All we have is Torah Shabbat Peh. Stuff is in Ashul, and because we learned all the years, I say a Shir on Shabbos for a very nice Eilim in Shul for an hour and a half on Shabbos afternoon, and we always learn the same Masechta, I'm learning in Yeshiva. But we began learning Maseches Nida, we didn't have a popular enthusiasm for Maseches Nida. So for some reason they picked Tainus. It was a bad choice because there isn't enough meat in Tainus. It's really too many blood of Agadati and so on to challenge the people. And these people should be challenged intellectually. Well, nevertheless, Tainus, a wonderful Masechta. You learn many, many things that you wouldn't have thought of yourself, because if you did learn Tainus in Yeshiva, they'll skip all that, got it. Get down to the number of fast days and so on. And you miss a major, major area of Emunah of Hashem, areas that touch on Hashkofer that only exist in the Agadotis. We have no textbooks, we have no Torah written on Hashkofa. It all has to come from the Agadatis and the Midrashim.
And the Maharavoch.
He stole it from the, you know, the Agadatis and the and the Midrashim.
Some.
He has a basis for everything said in the Maor Nebuchim. He got into trouble because he chose some Midrashim over other Midrashim. Yeah. Yeah. So they burnt it a few times. That's so terrible. Okay. More than Tainus Abdallah Ramad Aleph. Pose a question on the Chumash. What is the significance of the story of the Akedah? So everyone will tell you. Now, let's see, how do you see? What was the great significance of the Akedah? Alec, give it a try. How were you taught?
One shot of many that I've heard that stuck with me is that in the Kabbalistic literature, Avraham is associated with
Chesed. I don't want Kierkegaard, though.
I'm Kabbalistic, not Kierkegaard. They both begin with a K. Well, okay. Kabbalah might begin with a Q for some
Go
people.
Ahead, yeah.
But that Avram is associated with Chesed, and that was his great achievement. But that maybe he was leaning too much to that side, so that God said, you know, that there are other characteristics, attributes in life. Besides Chesed, and maybe you should start moving. I mean, this is ironically also potentially Maimonidean. Start moving a little bit more towards the middle, and that if you could actually bring yourself to be willing to kill your son, then that would be a way to move away from absolute Chesed.
It's not a middle, but that's the Rambam's claw. Whenever you want to move, you got to move to the other swing of the pendulum. Then you settle in the middle. Yeah, bad shot. Anyway, okay.
It's one of many that I've heard.
Okay. What's the simplest shot? Avram showed his great devotion to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the whole lesson. That what? Vehemen Mashem Vehashever Lo Litzdoko. Two irrational behaviors. One, to believe God he's going to have a son at 100 years. Netzora, after she's Mesolekes Midomim, as we've been learning in the sugya, right? After she's already over the Gimel Onos, right? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, she's Mesolekes Midomim, right? And here, according to Rabbanan too, she was a Skena. So everybody is voted that Skena did not. And then what? Maybe there'll be a chance happening, right? After Lo Ha'isi Li'edno, after Yoisi Edno, after that, and Avram believed it, chose his absolute belief in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Behemin Bashem, Be'er Lo Litzloka. Be'er always means you have to give up something. He gave up his rational thought. He gave up his rational mind. It's irrational what God is saying to me, but God said so. That's it. Then he goes and tells me, after I have a son, he tells me to check the son. Double irrational. Right? But, Avraham Avinu. That may be the most minor of all the lessons of the Akedah. That a person is supposed to have absolute devotion to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's only one problem. You got to be sure Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to you. Modern Tiny says Shlosha Sholo Shaloka Hogan. Three people asked God for his help. Right? But it was improper. Nevertheless, Lushnaim Heshivu Kohogan. Two, God gave, looked the other way at the fact that they really were asking for things they had the right to ask for. One, Echad Heshivu Shalokahogan. God didn't respond to the second one, meaning he let the second one ask for the wrong things, and it turned out wrong. Say the Shchuli version, Shibale Mishaloseinu the Tovo. God, don't give me everything I ask for. I can ask for the wrong thing also. If I ask you, please, among my requests, select what's the Tovo. Not everything may be the Tovo. And what does the Gemara say? Chaylezer Eber Avraham asked for God's help. The girl at the well will tell, will say, "Yes, I'll give you to drink from my pitcher." Right? She should be the one I pick for Yitzchak. Even though she is lame, Afilu Suma, she's blind. Nevertheless, God is.
Yeah. It started out with Eliezer asking her. If you could see that she was blame or blind, you wouldn't have asked her.
Oh, it's, the Bala uses this as a Kodesh Bo, as a person using Nachash. I said Nachash for Nachash tell Eliezer Eber Avraham. That's also to do so, really. But without the Gemara, you learn Pshat. He did a very wise thing. I'm looking for a girl of Chesed, for the son of Avram, who is the source of Chesed in the world. Right? Now, nevertheless, the Gemara interprets it. It was an absolute commitment. Hoyo Hanara, right? And it turned out okay. Right? Likewise, Shaul ben Kish said, Hoyo Isha Sheyakenu, right? The one that will kill Goliath, I will give him my daughter, right? Who know, maybe he'll be a mamza, right? Yeshiva Kohogit, right? The Zamna Rodovit. Yiftach Agarodi, right, said, Hayotzi mi Basi, I will bring him a Korban Hashem, right? And his daughter came out. See, God, he's promised you'll give a daughter, you'll chef the one coming out of your house. Then the Gemara goes, Asori and Megillah, then very nice cases that says Yiftach and Pinchas were both punished. Pinchas for his ego, refusing to go over to Yiftach, says, Mishuki, you can't shecht a daughter. Whether she shechted the daughter or sent away to a nunnery, the two shechted whatever happened to the daughter of Yiftach. So, should have been matter. He took a neder, you matter the neder. It's neder ba'ones, whatever excuse you would have had. You could have done something, you didn't want to, you stood on your ego, let him come and ask me for help. And therefore, Yiftach didn't ask, because I'm the shofet, I'm the head of the I'm Yisrael now, he should come to me, you come to who? And in between, Yiftach's lord daughter got lost. Then comes the Gemara. A posik in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu complains, Am Yisrael or Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ubono es bomos habal, Lishchov es b'neihem olos habal, Asher lo tzivisi, v'lo dibarti, v'ol salibi. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains. Asher lo tzivisi, I'm referring to Bno shel Misha Melech Moav. Misha Melech Moav shechted his son when he was losing the war. He had to bring a korban Hashem to our God. And he shechted his ben Abchor, Rikla Bno Abchor, Asheim Loch Tachtov, Vayeh La'ola. More devotion, no one can show. Avram almost shechted his son. Mishra Melchamol Shefted the Sun Takim, as a sign of devotion to God, hoping in return God will help him in the war. But you can't deny his devotion to God. Ashalo Dibati, you may say Ashalo Tzivisi, Lo Dibati, Ze Yiftach. Crazy Yiftach? What? He wanted devotion, showed devotion to God, the Yosim Basi Al Binga Koban. He meant maybe an animal that keep goats in the house. Who knows what he had in the house? And it says, Lo Olsa Alibi, that never even occurred to me, Ze Yitzhak Ben Avraham. Period. That's the whole Gemara. What the heck can that mean? Velukim Nishas Avraham Lemo. You have any doubt what God said? It says so in the Torah, what he said. And it comes the Gemara and takes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu and changes the whole story. God said, all salibi have occurred to me. So the story of Akedas Yitzchak isn't just to show devotion, how much a person has to be devoted to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's obvious. Misha Melech Moab could show it. There's no special yichas of Avraham Avinu. Therefore, the story of Avraham Avinu pales in comparison to the real story. The real story was to let you know that there's one act of devotion to God unacceptable to God. Human sacrifice. Here you have the key, a key lesson. Human sacrifice was the rule. Ad Hayom, you have human sacrifice.
Where?
You ever hear about a suicide bomber? In order to get your 70 virgins?
How is that different than a kamikaze pilot?
Well, a kamikaze, that word, it could be. Also, same thing, devotion to the emperor,
sacrifice.
Emperor God.
How is it suicide?
Who said it's different?
Sacrifice. I mean, it's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
It's disgusting. It's destructive. But how is that human sacrifice?
It's based upon devotion to Allah. It's based upon devotion to the emperor God.
And somebody who marches into battle, knowing that they might die, or knowing that they very well might die, is based on devotion to the king or devotion to the general.
You can't just march. Can't just march into battle. Samazoi. That's why you need Melech, Sanhedrin, etc. To justify a battle. You're against the Kanaka. You're a general, and you tell him to go fight. You're a general. Go fight.
That's bad military theory.
No, that's Hashem Yishbol Chama. There's a different. You don't mix everything together. That's a different halacha. But to tell the Hashem Yishbol Chama, tell you there's a different Shem for Muhammad. Different title for Muhammad, different rules of Muhammad given by Hashem. That's the pasuk Hashem is Muhammad. But what do you have over here? You have a clear statement. I think that's what the Gemara says. Don't misinterpret. It's not that God told him, and then what? As the Bali Musa point out, by Hashem Nisus Avram, God spoke to Avram, go shecht your son. Then it says, a malach Hashem said, Atishra Yotcha Lanar. Why didn't God send a malach to tell him to shecht his son? They say, the hard answer is, a malach wouldn't go. No, he couldn't get a malach to go. Go tell a father to shecht his son. No malach wanted to go. You go tell the fathers, don't shecht your son, then malach would be to go. The idea of God himself tells him, go shecht your son, and then the Gemara says, the Ol Salibi. He said, what the Gemara is telling you, the whole purpose. Don't miss one of the main purposes of Hashem Nisus Avraham. It was to establish once and for all that human sacrifice is not an option that man has in serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. He looked through human history, not to be believed, but what started me off was an article that appeared in Science on Bogmen. They've been pulling men out of the bog swamps of Scotland. They saw people drowned there. Thomas, floods came, and the bog is acidic swamps, and the bodies were preserved to the point where they could the skin was preserved. They noticed a strange thing, that the skin had no calluses on it. They weren't shechting. They weren't throwing people in there. I mean, a guy caught in their palmas or something. But people, like people went to a manicurist to get the nails manicured. And they finally put it all together. This was not so long ago. This was human sacrifice. What we know of early civilizations, all of them had a component of human sacrifice as part of their relationship with a deity, whatever it is. And that's what the Gemara is telling you. The old Salibi, you should know, it's not a possibility. You shouldn't think, I told him, and then I changed my mind. Right? I saw, I tested him. He's willing to sacrifice. Now I'll save his son. Which means that sacrifice remains as a potential method of superior service to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara says, don't you think that way? I got to knock out Akedas Yitzchok as a possibility. I said, don't tell me Kierkegaard. If you saw Kierkegaard analysis,
I read it twice.
You did?
Twice.
Yeah. Okay. What does it really say? He said, if I were Avraham, what would he do?
He'd run away.
No, or you want me to show devotion to God? I'll stick a knife in my belly, he says.
Same thing.
Right? But Shechter saw not.
No, that's not Kierkegaard's point. It's not his point at all. That's completely misleading.
Yeah.
He says that he says that the love of the father to the son is so great that he would rather lay down his own life than have to kill himself. Not that he would show devotion to God by even killing himself.
I would interpret that he said, God wants devotion. I'm prepared to show devotion by killing myself, but not by killing my son, because of my love to my son. That's how I would interpret it. Not that Kierkegaard deserves to have a Peirush Rashi,
because he's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
He doesn't need
Nevertheless, I found much pleasure in reading it. But you're not supposed to say that you did. Yeah. Okay.
I did.
It's good to have one up because it's in class. You have the two of them.
I'm glad that now you're Yotze.
Yeah, no, Baruch Hashem. No complaints. Okay, that's the point. It's a little bit of a different spin on it, but a critical one, I think. Where the Gemara takes the effort, right? It's the job of the Gemara, right? To properly interpret the Psukim in the Chumash. Uses a Pasuk Yirmiyo, right? As proof, but we don't learn things from Yirmiyo. We don't learn Chidushim from Yirmiyo. We don't learn to. Ein Novi L'Shoi L'Chadish Dovo. That's texting. That's how you have to learn the whole story. Al Tishach Yotchal Anar was a statement forbidding human sacrifice as a method of worship the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bichera Melech Moav got no credit for shechting his son, even though he showed great devotion to Kodesh Baruch Hu for doing such a thing. Okay, we'll stop here.
Can you do a minute?
Yeah, why not?
Oh.